There's a great difference between righteousness and justification. Righteousness is basically potential. Not really, but it is God washing you clean and putting you in the place where you belong because of what Jesus has done for you freely. So righteousness is being washed from all your sins and seen as right. Now, what is justification? Because so many times we can mistake the word righteousness for the word justification. We can understand the Bible in the wrong way, especially where it says in James, we are justified by our works. We might think, oh, you know, I must start to do right things. Now, if you don't see the difference between righteousness and justification, you'll interpret the scripture wrong in many places. Justification literally means the manifestation of your righteousness. That's what it is. Justification is the correct action towards people that are righteous. A person that walks, if God must be a God of justice and function towards us and have a relationship towards us from a basis of justice and that He is a just God, not a wrong God, when we are in Christ, we are made righteous, then we are supposed to be healed. God's supposed to give us healing. God's supposed to bless us. God's supposed to be good towards us. God's supposed to never judge us and never punish us. Because that would be justification. So justification in the life of a person is the manifestation of his righteousness or the evidence. And this is what Thayer says, the evidence of righteousness. So if I've been made righteous by Jesus, it is unjust for me to walk in a life of hatred and bitterness. It's unjust for hatred and bitterness to have a place in my life. Not that I say, oh, you know, you better not hate somebody. No, what I'm saying is, it's not just that hatred and sin has got a hold on us. So we can go before God and say, I am righteous and I demand my justification. My being set free from the guilt and the punishment and the judgment that's over my life because of sin that was in my life, that is not in my life anymore because the law has been fulfilled. Now, I advise you to listen to this again because every word that I say basically comes out of hours of study and revelation to say it. I want to say this to you clearly. Justification is a place where you see the manifestation of your righteousness. So we believe unto righteousness. In other words, we hear the message of grace. I put my mind in what Jesus done at rest. I say, I believe that through His obedience, I stand 100% obedient before God. Because of His punishment, I don't deserve judgment anymore. Because He fulfilled the law, I'm not under the law, and sin has got no power over me. I believe it, and that day when I believe that God justifies the ungodly, that day I become righteous because I put faith in Jesus. And that faith is then reckoned as righteousness. It means, as good as what I've obeyed everything in the law, and as good as what I have been as holy as what Jesus was, and then the righteousness of God is imputed to me. Then, being righteous as what Jesus is righteous, is it just that I would go through hard times and be punished because of something I've done wrong? No ways. Is it just for Jesus to be punished where He is in heaven? No ways. Is it just for Jesus to be in sickness where He is today? No, it's not just because He deserves better. In the same way, we became righteous and we deserve better because of what Jesus has done for us, and that is our justification. So, you can go and say, as surely as what Jesus' needs are met in heaven today, that's how sure I can know my needs are met, and it's only just for me to be blessed that way. That is my justification. I am justified. Now, we are also justified by faith, but we are justified in our works. In other words, the manifestation of our righteousness is in our works, and our justification is in our works by faith. In other words, as we believe, we see God making us righteous and justifying us, placing us in a place as if we could say it was just as if I have never sinned. Justify. Just as if I have never sinned. In other words, if you look at your life, you can stand on things that say, I can demand this in my life because it is as if I have never sinned. I've been made righteous by God. Justification is the Spirit's manifestation of your righteousness. And you've got a right to live a justified life. Be justified in your finances. Be justified in your relationships. Be justified in your physical body concerning sickness and health. You are the righteousness of God, justified by Jesus Christ.